At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Devin Nunes, the guru CEO of Truth Social. At the same time, a Californian, a very happy Californian, in the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, observing the perfect weather of August 2023. Though there are fires and floods and fears all around us, California once again demonstrates why, aside from the governance, which is a big issue, its climate is magnificent all the time. Devin, a very good day to you. We start with the climate because we're concerned about the water, but I believe you've solved it. Is that correct? The melt-off has not brought disaster to the valley. Good evening to you.
Thanks, John. There's a reason that California is often considered the most blessed piece of earth on the planet. And that's one of the best properties because the weather is not only good year-round, but also unique with a lot of different microclimates. And here in the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, as we like to say, it is hot and dry. The crops are growing and the canals are full of water. And there's still snow running off the mountains, so it's a beautiful sight to see, something that we really only get to see every 20, 30, 40 years.
Yes, I remember the days we talked about unemployment in the valley and the house prices crashing. That was the Great Recession of 2008-2009, but now golden times, except, and here's the concern, I hear repeatedly from Jeff Bliss, our colleague, that the cities of California do not enjoy good weather, do not enjoy good governance, and are discouraging, especially the big city near you, that would be San Francisco, and the big city near you, that would be Sacramento, and the big city near you, Los Angeles. Why, Devin, why with such perfect weather are the cities running off the rails?
John, we discussed this article that you brought to my attention a few months ago called the doom loop. I think it was in the Financial Times. And it really seems like that's what's occurring here in California. The population continues to decline. The homelessness and random people walking around aimlessly continues to increase. And, you know, you brought up the housing crisis of 2000, if you remember, 2008, but really it started in California in 2006, was really bad in 2007. And that was the peak of the housing construction in California. The housing was going crazy. The prices went up. And then all of a sudden you just had what hasn't been really written about or talked about. Part of the problem was you had so many people at that point that started leaving California back in 2005-06, and it's only amped up from there. So even though you've seen a leveling off of the housing, the cost of housing here, the number of homes being built is just, it's very slow. Nothing like we saw back in the mid-2000s. And it's largely because people continue to leave the state. So longtime California residents are retiring and either keeping a second home here in California or they are completely leaving California. But they're not voting here and they're not paying taxes here. And that just continues to increase the number of people leaving. And every single week, there's somebody else that I know that is leaving. And in fact, it's funny you mention it, but a little anecdotal story. Friends of mine built a house in Texas. It was a model home. They have a house here in the San Joaquin Valley. And whoever built the home wanted to showcase the home for a couple months. And part of the deal was they would get to pay, they'd get some free appliances or something, but they had to keep the thermostat at 75 degrees, nice and cool, so people, when they come through and tour the model home, they could evaluate it. So, you know, on the bad side, they were going to have to eat the electricity bill in Texas, even though they weren't living there, but they'd have to pay that. Well, in that month, John, that last month they thought it was been hot in Texas, and they figured the electricity bill would be really, really high, which it was, I think, for Texas standards. It was like $250 for the electricity. Well, in California, John, they were at $900. So, you know, with a thermostat that was set at 80 degrees, not 75 degrees, and temperatures that are not as dramatic as Texas. So that's just a little anecdotal story, not to mention that they, you know, here gas prices are now well above $5 again, and in Texas they're $2.75. So that's the difference, and it's just, you know, think about that for somebody who's, you know, so not just the, you know, these people, a lot of the people that you see leaving are middle class, upper middle class with good retirements, and they're leaving the state. But it's very difficult for the lower middle class. They have very little options. They're still working age. It's hard to just uproot a family or move somewhere without a job. So they're having to pay this weather tax of California. That's just everything across the board is higher, and not just higher, John. It's, you know, gasoline is 2x, electricity is at least 3 or 4x, and things continue to get worse. And then you've got the drove around this morning, John, and my home city. I'm halfway between LA and San Francisco, so I'm basically 3 hours from both of them. And there's essentially not a street corner of a major intersection in my area, which is the Tulare, Visalia, Tulare County, which is halfway between, for people who know the geography, between Bakersfield and about an hour north of Bakersfield and about an hour south of Fresno. And you have Victor Davis Hanson on, him and I were neighbors. There's just not an intersection that doesn't have a homeless person begging on the street. And then it continues to ring these tent cities that are all over the place. So it really is the doom loop of the big cities. You know, it stretches everywhere. I mean, it stretches even into the rural agricultural area of California. There's not a place a part of California that's not touched by this kind of zombie apocalypse of just random people walking around and, you know, with no end in sight. It continues, the numbers continue to get to increase. There's more people on the streets and more people leaving the state to red states where they can live a better life.
The mayor of Fort Worth, Matty Parker, in a Bloomberg article these last hours, suggests the reason her city is one of the fastest growing in the nation, 950,000 and still surging, Fort Worth, Texas, is because they have solved something Chicago, San Francisco, and New York have not. And the list is very short. They've solved crime, homelessness, parks, and reliable infrastructure. That doesn't sound like a difficult equation, Devin. Does Visalia have the ability to solve its problems with dealing with homelessness not allowed, dealing with the parks not allowed to camp there, dealing with reliable infrastructure, and especially with crime? Visalia, can it do it by itself?
Imagine that, John, just the basics in life, right? Shelter and infrastructure and rule of law, you know, kind of the basics that are U.S. Constitution was built on in the country, the founding principles of a democratic republic. And the short answer is that the cities, the smaller cities, you know, and these cities oftentimes are not small. I mean, you take Visalia, the Visalia metro area is 250,000 people. And so, you know, the short answer is they can do things around the margin, but they have to operate within the state law. So you just can't go and arrest a homeless person. They can only do that if they've checked all the boxes that they have a tent city available to them and or hotel rooms available to them and or other shelters available to them and that they get ample warnings. So that the state of California has made it increasingly difficult to manage the homeless problem because I know several police officers and people who have to deal with the homeless, and it's almost like they're untouchable. You can't really do anything until they've really broke the law. Once they break the law, then you can get them to a homeless camp. But until that time, if they're just wandering around aimlessly, panhandling on a corner, you can't stop it. The police can't stop it. So it's, so you're right, you know, where you have the state of Texas that believes in the rule of law, and you have a mayor who I'm not familiar with, but seems like, I've been to Fort Worth, and it's just been a city that's been on the move and growing for, you know, my entire life, and they've managed to handle it no problem. And I think, you know, on Dallas, on the other side of the city, from what I understand, it's had long had left wing and Democrats, and it is reminiscent of maybe not as bad as LA and San Francisco, but also not great.
I come to an article in the Wall Street Journal by Jim Carlton, as the correspondent for the journal in San Francisco. He speaks of a man named Mike Brown, who spent 30 years as a San Francisco policeman and now patrols downtown San Francisco as part of a squadron of, quote, community ambassadors, recognizable in blue shirts, who aim to help commuters and shoppers feel safer in and around San Francisco's downtown commercial and shopping district. Homelessness, drugs use, and nonviolent crimes like shoplifting and car thefts are commonplace in many parts of the neighborhood. He writes, when an apparently disturbed man rammed into Mr. Brown recently, Brown did nothing. Brown comments, what are you going to do? You can't fight crazy. Devin, that doesn't have to be there. Clearly, the drug use gives plenty of opportunity to remove those people and give them better protection from themselves. You do not need to tolerate drug use, and I believe San Francisco does. Does Visalia hand out needles? Does Visalia have a drug-free or a drug-rich zone where people shoot up? I don't know.
Well, look, most of the counties in California are still law and order, and as you know, there's the problem is those most of the people in California live in just a few counties. And those counties have essentially legalized drug use. The state has legalized drug use. So I guess the answer is it depends. I mean, they can't really do anything to them if they're, you know, on the drug use issue. If they're dealing drugs in my home county, that's a different, you know, that's a totally different deal. But, you know, we have a good sheriff here. We have good district attorneys. So they still believe in the rule of law, but it's harder and harder to enforce those laws. You know, you take where my other home is in Sarasota, Florida, it's like night and day where the streets are clean. You don't hardly see a homeless person. If you do, the police and the local churches handle it quickly. And so you have, you know, kind of the tale of two states where both good weather. I'd argue that California has better weather. But being in both of these places, you know, each month, John, it's just like going from, you know, chaos into paradise. And I guess that's the best way I can describe it as chaos. And I'm not even in, I'm not even in LA or San Francisco, but, you know, many people around here, my friends, everybody's just sick of it, which is why so many people are leaving, because they're sick of dodging the homeless. John, I can get in my car right now and I could just do a loop in my home city, and I'm going to see no fewer than 15 to 20 homeless people that are randomly jaywalking across a street somewhere. And that would be in a short, just 10-minute drive.
Devin Nunes, CEO, the guru of Truth Social, where the First Amendment is practiced without much fanfare, just sort of the rights you have as a citizen of the United States. We turn to politics next, because Devin mentions the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, who's running for president when we come back. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.